The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And good morning. It's Monday, almost the end of January, believe it or not, the 30th of the first month of 2023. Dave Krieger with you. We appreciate you joining us this morning. I know for some of you, it's very early, especially if you're listening to us out on the West Coast. And of course, needless to say, it's been a busy weekend, and we'll get to that and the reason why after I talk a little bit about what's going on at the Power Mall, because this is how we stay on the air. And if we didn't tell you about the specials that we're doing, none of this would matter, because we appreciate your support and all of those out there who've supported us over the years. We've been on the radio since the turn of the century. So got to understand, you know, we have to have a way to survive, and this is one way to do it. So we have a certain portion of our listening base does indeed support us with donations, while the rest of you purchase products at the Power Mall. Either way will work for us because it keeps us on the radio, pays the bills, if you know what I mean. North American Urban Spice, Herbal Z's, and Chaga Max are both 15% off this week. We've got 50% off of Sammy Plus on closeout, 50% off Sagan Journey water bottles and filters, and we've got a very, very limited supply left over. And, of course, the Journey water bottle and filter blue comes with one filter. The Journey water bottle and filter orchid comes with one filter. And if you want replacement filters, we have those as well. But we've got very limited stock left on both. So you want to jump on that if you're looking for an emergency water filtration kit for your own personal use and those for every member of your family. The Optavino Winter Wellness Bundle, by the way, is still at $53. We got it on sale with the two silver lozenges boxes, vitamin C and a vitamin D times one. And, of course, you can add the Optavita Silver Liquid 10 part per million. It is back in stock. I'm going to have to get two of those. So, you know, Power Mall, please make a note. Please send two. Yeah. Silver Gel 24 part per million. Wow. For those of you watching me on video, I have a tube of it right here. It's 24 part per million stuff. You can use this topically. All right. Just so you know. There's some other interesting things that you probably need to be aware of. The Power Hour and the Power Mall newsletters and social media pages are separate. And so if you want to subscribe or sign up to both newsletters, you need to go to the respective sites at thepowerhour.com or thepowermall.com. And of course, if you're a newbie and this is the first time you've come to shop at the Power Mall, we want to give you a $5 off your next purchase code at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. And all you have to do when you check out is type in the code appreciation, the number 5, at checkout, appreciation 5, because we appreciate you being here. And that expires, that code expires, by the way, at the end of May. So this is good. Because we have a lot of new listeners coming to the show. We, as a matter of fact, made the 50 most influential and most listened to streaming talk shows for 2022, according to TalkStream Live, which sampled an historic 53 million listener sessions last year and compiled the most listened to, called the TSL Power 50 Report. So congratulations to the members of the TSL Power 50. And that includes Owen Schroyer from The War Room, who also co-hosts on Alex Jones. And they also made the top ranking Power 50, TSL Power 50. And we thank them for that. And I'll tell you why that's significant. I was on last Friday after I got off the show here at the Power Hour and went on to InfoWars. It was actually conspiracyfact.com. And I was on with Owen Schroyer, who was subbing in for Alex. And one of his producers I had been helping with a court case. It's not the first InfoWars staff member I have assisted in defending a foreclosure. So understand, this little community that we have right here is very well connected. We're all about solutions here. And if we can find anything, any little nuggets out there that we can use to help people, we'll do that. The PowerHour.com has been gracious enough to replay the InfoWars broadcast, which it's on the PowerHour.com right now. But, of course, wait until we're off the show this morning. The video is going to be available today in the email blast. So those of you who are subscribing to that can actually hear the show and see it for those of you who want to watch. All right. It's on BitChute, and we've included that code there for you. And we, like I said, appreciate your donations. You can donate on the Power Mall button, at the Power Hour button. You can call Jay at 877-817-9829 during the hours. That would be after 8 a.m. You go to thepowerhour.com, click on the Support Us tab. You can buy from the Power Mall by clicking on our Partners tab as well. Got Heaven's Harvest, Lion Energy, OptiVita Hemp Products, the Grow Network, James McCanny Water Filters. We just had James on. My Pillow, believe it or not. Relax Far Infrared Saunas and Butterfly Essential Oils. So we have that going on. And today, of course, since it's Monday, we have news and open lines. I'm going to talk a little bit about what I discussed on the Alex Jones show. Here, just a little bit. Stay with me. All right, wait. We got to do something first. We have a ton of prayer requests, all right? We actually have a tab on thepowerhour.com for prayer requests for those of you who need prayer, okay? We do that here. Seriously. I've got Victor, who is recovering. They thought he was going to die in a hospital in Lubbock, Texas. They really did. And we prayed for him on the radio. And you talk about the power of prayer. Victor is actually getting better. He has been an employee for 15 years. And the people who he works for visit him in the hospital every single day. He's a member of their family. And he's been with them for 15 years, and they feel like, hey, we don't want to lose this guy. So we prayed for Victor, and Victor's actually getting better with treatments he's getting in the hospital right now, according to Victor's belief system. You see, because people, there's a lot of you out there that don't trust modern medicine like me, and for good reason. I've had so many of my friends die because they took that damn jab, and I'm sorry. You know, and those of you out there that have lost loved ones because of this, you and I both share the same broken hearts for family members and people you know who have died as a result of science. They lied to you, folks. And if you don't believe it, I'm sorry. That cognitive dissonance, that fear-mongering, you are living your life in fear instead of living your life. We can't have that. You've got to be totally aware of what's going on around you. People who are woke are not aware. People who are awake are aware. So Al also is having eye surgery, and he had a problem of his eyes causing imbalance of the body. And, of course, there's another request for Haley, that she be set free to serve Jesus. Linda is praying that her ability to pay off her family debts will happen soon, and that God stops the Russian, Ukrainian, American, United Nations war. Well, that's a tall order. You know that we're in the devil's world, right? Satan was cast down here with a third of his angels, and we have been fighting this battle, the spiritual warfare. You know, they talk all about this in Ephesians and in various other parts of the New Testament. The Old Testament was written for our learning. The New Testament was written for our application. And so we're going to pray for Victor and Al and Haley and Linda. And, you know, God is watching what's going on over this issue with the war. We'll talk about that in just a bit. But in the meantime, we want to pray for things that God actually can resolve. And we thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for coming into the lives of those who are on our hearts right now, who we've just mentioned, Al and Haley and Linda and Victor. And we just thank you for your healing, your comfort, all of those things that you do to assist us in getting through life as we know it here on this earth. Dear Heavenly Father, you know what is going on in our lives. You know our lives like the number of hairs on our head. You know what we have the ability to do. You know the Greek word pistis, P-I-S-T-I-S. The Greek word pistis is faith-based believing. And based on our believing, Father, and your guidance and compassion, your hedge of protection over all of us, that you're watching over this nation and watching what goes on, and that all of us can turn to you for satisfaction and comfort in time of trouble. The word even says that. That God will rescue you, and thou shalt glorify God. I thank God every time for somebody's healing, and we thank you for the healing and for the deliverance of all the situations that we just prayed for. And we thank you for deliverance of each of our needs and wants that have not been made part of this prayer request this morning, dear Heavenly Father. And we thank you for deliverance of all of these people, for watching over us, and again, for our peace, safety, and hedge of protection in this world. To all of those who worship you rather than the United States government, Father, you are the supreme being, not the United States government. We know that. It's in our hearts. And as long as we believe that your son, Jesus Christ, died for us and was raised from the dead, we'll be saved. We thank you for all those blessings and for the opportunities to bless each other this week as we move forward out into this hellhole that we call planet Earth. We thank you for deliverance and all of our blessings in the name of your son, Yeshua. Amen. Can I hear it? Say it out loud. Thank you. That's important because God clearly says that if two or more people ask anything in his name, it shall be added unto them. And so you wonder why I can actually, because I plug into the spirit, I speak in tongues before I go on the radio, and I get plugged in spiritually. And that's why we can sit here and have these conversations. 844-769-2944 is the number to call if you want to chime in on anything, or if you have a prayer request, if you're troubled about something you want to discuss. I want to mention a couple of things because we just had a prayer request about the United States and what it's doing. Lieutenant Colonel Daniel Davis, who is a retired Army Lieutenant Colonel, has claimed that providing new tanks to Ukraine is not going to change the reality on the ground because the U.S. has no plan. It's not a video game. You can't just sit there with your little thumbs and just do this number. Oh, I just got beat. I didn't advance to the next level. It's not one of those, all right? He says the United States has no plan or strategy. And you see, the thing is, you know, it's amazing, is all of the ex-military are looking from outside the box, inside the box, and going, what is wrong with this government? They are getting us into an issue here of a real-world danger of invoking NATO's mutual defense clause, which would trigger a nuclear war. And this is one of the reasons, folks, why we have this stuff right here at the Power Mall called Nuke Protect. We order a lot of this stuff, and for good reason, because you need to order two bottles of this for every member of your family, because you don't know when and where we're going to have an issue. This government, you know, we the people, the government has literally separated itself.
Oh, we're better than you. We're the United States government. We're here to help.
Yeah, like when has that ever happened? And this is a real problem. When you put your faith and trust in a government that is out trying to start World War III on a nuclear scale, we have a problem. And, of course, a lot of you are going, Krieger, you're fear-mongering again. No, I'm just – see, here's the thing about trying to accept and discern between fact and fiction. Fact, there are nuclear weapons that have been created that are in this world, right? Are we going to argue about that? If you want to call me up on my toll-free number and argue there's no nuclear weapons here, then I just, you know, I beg to differ. We have Hiroshima, we have Nagasaki, we have Starfish Prime, we have all of these things that have gone on. We have all of these bunker busters that have been extrapolated into millions of megatons. And literally, I mean, they can airburst. We have given you all sorts of charts that you can go to, type in your favorite city, pick whatever bomb or bomba, whichever, you know, whatever Russian nuke you want to pick, 80 megatons, 50 megatons, and see the blast radius. I'm not kidding. If this wasn't going on, we wouldn't have people creating these websites talking about the end result of what might happen. And of course, there are those of you out there who have cognitive dissonance and you just can't wrap your head around it, all right? That's also a fact. And there's some of you out there that don't believe anything until it happens in your own backyard. That's what we call a NIMBY, not in my backyard. And all of a sudden, when it comes to your backyard, oh, now you believe, when it's a little too late. You see, that's the problem with believing is seeing versus seeing is believing. See, those who are plugged in and tuned into the Almighty operate off the believing is seeing principle. Others have to be convinced, and the only way they are is by seeing first the result of their lack of faith. And then all of a sudden, oh, now I believe. I believe. You know, it can't work like that, folks. Got to put your faith in God, not Uncle Sam. I'm sorry. I know they brainwashed you. This whole thing with COVID, the whole nine yards, has been nothing but a PSYOPS project, okay? Psychological operations. That's what PSYOPS stands for. Now, you can argue with me, go, no, 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 they didn't do that. Oh, yes, they did. In fact, since they've opened the doors to COVID in China, tens of millions of Chinese carrying luggage and gifts traveled for long-awaited family reunions. Grieving relatives struggled to get their loved ones to their final resting place ahead of the Lunar New Year. Interviews with staff at five funeral homes in Shanghai showed the waiting times to get a cremation slot were extended as far as early February, even as furnace ovens have been operating until late at night and early dawn to cater to the surging demand amid the explosive outbreak. Yishan Funeral Home, the city's largest funeral home in Shanghai, has 22 high-efficiency cremators. They're a month behind in delivering cremated remains. And I, with this kind of a backup, have to ask the simple question, how do you know that the ashes you're getting are really those of your loved one? You really don't. I mean, if they are overloaded, crematoriums overloaded in Shanghai because of the surging death toll because of COVID, supposedly. You know, and of course, the World Health Organization and everybody else has been lying to you about, you know, who died of COVID or with COVID. And now the CDC, oh my gosh, they're fear-mongering again. We all need to social distance and wear masks. What a joke. You see, and what's our Congress doing about it? Our Congress has the power to cut CDC funding. Just like that. Like circumcision, man. Up it comes. Seriously. They have the power to do it, but are they going to do it? They literally, the budget committees out there, the appropriations committee, they have the power to slice and dice and tell the CDC, guess what? You're going to have to lay off several thousand of your individuals because we don't like what you're propagating. You are scaring the population into medical tyranny compliance. That's what you're doing. And we don't like it. See, all of us who are awake understand exactly where they're headed with this thing. They want to see how many doomazels out there are going to comply. And you can tell, I was on a flight to Los Angeles over the weekend, coming and going, because I was teaching a class on foreclosure relief and defense in Los Angeles at the airport hotel. And we had quite a turnout. Not what we expected, because somebody in their infinite wisdom decided to start a rumor that I died. And I think it was in an attempt to try to scare people from enrolling in the class. So, you know, to let you know, whoever started that rumor, I'm still here. Did it work as far as trying to taint the number of people that wanted to show up and thought, well, since Dave Krieger's dead, why should I go? You know, yeah, it had an impact. But not the kind of impact you thought. Not the kind of impact that the death of Tyra Nichols, you remember that? Five former Memphis police officers. You hear anybody screaming white supremacy now? Even President Trump said this should have never happened. Five black Memphis police officers who are now ex-Memphis police officers are now sitting in jail. They're all black. They're going to be arraigned together at 10 o'clock this morning in Shelby County, Tennessee. Judge James Jones will hear the case, and not James Earl Jones, okay? They face up to 60 years in prison if convicted of second-degree murder. And if you watch the video, it's shocking, the death of Tyra Nichols. They kicked and beat him to death right there on the street. He died at a hospital several days later, and these cops waited 20 minutes to call 911 to get an ambulance there. Now, why would Tadarius Bean, Demetrius Haley, Emmett Martin III, Desmond Mills Jr., and Justin Smith, why would they do that? How much hatred as a cop can you have in your body? You see, this is part of the thing that I have a friend of mine who's a peace officer in San Antonio, and he told me, he says, you know what's scarier than criminals with guns? And I said, what's that? He said, cops with a gun and a badge that have this kind of mindset I'm talking about here. That's scarier, because one of them pulls you over for something as simple as a traffic stop, which is what happened here. And this is how they react. Folks, you know, I understand if you're a police officer, and hey, I back the blue, but not this. This is wrong. And they didn't kneel on his neck. No, they beat the crap out of him to the point where he was unconscious, barely breathing. And then they waited to call an ambulance. Yeah, just let him sit there for 20 minutes. That's heartless, folks. You need to condemn it. And, you know, I can't say I pray these five ex-Memphis cops find God in their prison cells. But this is not white supremacy, folks. This is black-on-black crime. Only the thing is the ex-Memphis police officers are operating under color of law. They had no right to kill that kid. He's a FedEx driver, for crying out loud. What? He wasn't a criminal with a gun. There was absolutely zero reason why this had to end up the way it did, other than these five ex-Memphis cops. Once they got started, they got on a power trip. You give a cop a gun and a badge, and you don't set his mind straight when he goes out there. Yes, we understand there are bad people that might pull their gun on you. But to grab somebody, pull them out of their car, and beat them to a pulp, and then they die in a hospital. No. No, you don't have the right to do that, copper. You don't. This is what makes everybody out there who's extremist right wing and extremist left wing start yelling police state. Hey, there are cops out there that all agree that we are living in a police state, that we've got all these cops that are on a power trip, and you got to be careful because you might run into one of them on a traffic stop, and so we're all supposed to be living in fear because of the cop around the corner. You know, you wonder about all of these speed traps, too, because, you know, the cop that's running that radar out there, Is he got the mindset of one of these five ex-Memphis cops? If he pulls you over, is he going to do this? Is he going to call for backup and they're going to yank you out of your car and beat you to a pulp?
Oh, yes, Massa. Yes, Massa. Please don't beat me, Massa.
You know, they all think that we're slaves to the rhythm. Hey, we all have bondage. We're all under bondage of some sort. That's the way it is. That's why I keep telling people I'm a black man trapped in a white man's body. And they, all the black guys start laughing. I go, brother, look at, I'm not racist. We're all under bondage somehow. And then they're fist pumping me going, yeah, brother, right on, right on. What you talking about, Willis? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. We're not racist here, folks. God is no respecter of persons. Peter said it in the Pentecost sermon that he gave, right? And see, Peter denied Christ three times, but yet after Christ rose and we have Pentecost, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, Peter all of a sudden grew a pair and got up there and starts lecturing, starts preaching to the people, to thousands of people that showed up and watched cloven tongues of fire on people's heads and freaked out at the miracle of Pentecost. Yeah, it's amazing how it works, that people all of a sudden get emboldened. This is the kind of stuff we need to be praying for, folks, that we get emboldened and we start doing the right thing. And you know, what's really interesting is being a witness for Christ to the cop that pulls you over. The very first thing, if you think you did something wrong and you got pulled over for a traffic stop, bless the cop that comes to the door. Roll your windows down and say, God bless you, officer. Thank you for making this a safer place to live. And you watch how the whole attitude changes. God will be with you, and you pray before you roll down that window for a hedge of protection from the Heavenly Father. It's that simple. And you be respectful. You keep your hands on the wheel. Why am I telling you this? Because if you go fidgeting around for stuff, what's the cop going to think? He's got a gun. I got to shoot him. Yeah, not smart. You know, this is what black parents are teaching their black kids. But what are they saying? It's a white cop going to pull you over. White cop is going to shoot you. That didn't happen in Memphis, did it? Traffic stop and a kid's dead. Five cops, well-meaning or not, are going to prison for a long time. I don't see them getting off on this. They got video. Picture's worth a thousand words, and no jury's going to let these five cops walk. And I sure hope that there are black people and white people sitting on that jury. Of course, the more black people, that would be a jury of their peers. And the black people, they know. They're not stupid. They know what black and black crime is all about. Hell, if you live in Chicago, you know. And speaking of hammer time, Paul Pelosi's attacker made a chilling phone call from jail revealing plans to get more people. That's right, David DePape, the suspect of accused of attacking Paul Pelosi. You saw the videos out there. If you didn't, you can tune into the Alex Jones link because it's all there. DePape called KTVU apologizing, saying, oh, darn, I want to apologize to everyone. I messed up. What I did was bad. I'm so sorry. I didn't get more of them. It's my own fault. No one else is to blame. I should have come better prepared. Oh, my God. Now you know what the world's coming to, right? We'll be back with more news and your phone calls after the break here at the bottom of the Power Hour. Stay with me.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
With the winter months right upon us, we have decided to put together a winter wellness bundle. You get two boxes of silver lozenges, along with OptiVita Vitamin C and an OptiVita Vitamin D. Regular retail is $70.90. Now, as a winter wellness bundle for only $53. Be proactive. Increase your immune system now. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And we're back at 32 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time, Monday, January 30th, 2023. Dave Krieger with you here. You know, I'm going to get to a little bit of what we talked about at the workshop. And it was really amazing. And about the Alex Jones show video, which is on thepowerhour.com. We posted it up there so you can watch it. There's also a video of the Paul Pelosi hammer attack. And you wonder, you look at the hammer attack from the body cam footage, and, you know, Pelosi had a hold of the guy, had a hold of the hammer. He could have run at the cops and gotten away from him. The cops could have prevented him, but no, he runs in the opposite direction, and DePape chased him down and beat him with a hammer. And, of course, there are expletives in the video. So those of you watching that Twitter feed are going to hear the F-bomb drop several times, understanding that, you know, when they were tackling this guy and hold him down. Pelosi could have run the opposite direction toward the cops to get away from him, but he didn't. He could have shoved the guy back and run, but instead he ran the opposite direction. You got to ask yourself why he did that. He could have run toward the cops. Amazing how that works. I'll talk about what we discussed here at the workshop, as well as little highlights of the Alex Jones video. But we're talking about food shortages, and again, here we got another one. Massive fire sweeps U.S. Egg Farm in Bosworth, Connecticut. Three-alarm fire. More than 100 firefighters from 16 nearby firehouses were called in to extinguish a blaze at a 50-foot by 600-foot chicken coop at Hillendale Farms on Schwartz Road, which took 4.5 hours to put out. 100,000 chickens dead. No injuries sustained by the firefighters or farm workers, but how many people aren't going to be able to have eggs on the table? See, that's what we've been telling you about raising birds for yourself. Because, you know, this is another classic example of, you know, we don't know whether that fire was deliberately set. How would a fire be deliberately set in a chicken coop? Think about it. How would a fire erupt on its own? Did they have heat lamps or something going on there? Was it an electrical fire? You watch. Oh, it was an accidental. You know, they'll do the old Homer Simpson. Who's accidental? Yeah. Nah, this is just nuts. Now, I every time there's one of these things, it's like, okay, how many now? How many does that make? 100 places have burned? All of a sudden, they got a fire up. You know, seriously, how many places need to burn before people realize, oh, that's so sad. The woke ones are saying that. That's so sad. Another one burned. Oh, my. What are we going to do when we go to the grocery store and there's no eggs? See, they're all worried about NIMBY. Not in my backyard. Long did it happen to them. There's got to be eggs on the shelf. What? What's wrong? What's wrong? Why is the grocery store not have eggs on the shelf? Now, there's one good reason why. Those in Connecticut that are depending on Hill and Dale Farms for eggs, well, you can kiss that goodbye because 100,000 chickens. What you don't seem to understand, if you've studied the poultry, because I have a flock, all right? And yesterday we got 8 eggs out of the coop, okay? Understand, within 2 days we had a dozen eggs. And I didn't have to go to the store and pay $7.50 a dozen. You understand what I'm saying now? Let's talk about the economy here. So, you know, yes, it takes a little bit of effort. What, you don't want to put out the effort? No, I'd rather go to the store and buy commercially produced eggs. They say they're cage-free or range-free. You don't know that. You weren't there. You haven't seen them. Where'd the eggs come from? I like it. The people who are, you know, have a problem with reality. Where do you go get your eggs? Where do eggs come from? From the store. No, they don't come from the store. They come from laying hens. Duh. I love some of these people, man. Just hello. Reality's got to set in here. I'm not going to eat that egg because that came out of a chicken. Wow. You know what's really cool is watching some of these hen layers after they've laid the egg in the nest, and then they sit on the egg trying to hatch it. There's no rooster in the picture here, so obviously the eggs aren't fertilized. And I just love it when these hens do it. I got to go pick them up and say, no, you can't sit there, and nothing's going to happen by you sitting on the eggs. You're just keeping them warm. That's okay. You know, and the flock, they get to know you after a while, and they just love it when you show up with the mealworms and throw them on the ground because that's like instant protein for them. That's what they call having a flock party. And they go crazy. They see you coming with the bag, and they're like, oh, goody, goody, goody. And see, they get conditioned just like Americans. Like, you know, dogs and cats and other pets in your household, they depend on you to feed them, right? And if you don't feed them, you think they're going to lay eggs. Each one of these 100,000 chickens that got destroyed can lay up to 270 eggs a year. Do you realize that? I mean, literally, if you had a flock of, you know, 10 birds, imagine the number of eggs you could sell to pay for the feed. And they're farm fresh. What can I say? We have a lot of stuff to talk about in the health category and the COVID category, but I'm going to wait until the top of the next hour. I'm going to talk a little bit now about what went down in the seminar in California. And I encourage you, after we get off the show at 9 o'clock this morning, to go to thepowerhour.com and click on the Alex Jones interview so you can actually watch, you know, what Owen Schroyer and I talked about. The thing is that, of course, my inbox, through cloudedtitles.com, the inbox just got blown up over the weekend. I had probably about 50 emails I had to answer of various people concerned about what was going on and presenting different stories and wondering how they can help other people and how they can buy a home that's not tainted with all sorts of chain of title problems. But you see, that's all based on research. Now, I am not an attorney. I'm not giving you legal advice here. What I am telling you is that there is, and I'm not, you know, Al West, who was there with me over the weekend, who's an attorney, he likes to talk about, you know, here's Dave. Dave talks over everybody's head. Let me put it to you in simple layman's terms. And I'm like, Al, come on. These people have been studying this stuff forever and a day. You'd think they'd know. Nope. See, sometimes people don't get it. Got the hot coffee this morning. This is one of those three-cup days. Lots to talk about. So, and if you want to watch a streaming video, we do have that available for those of you who want to see, you know, put a face with a voice. But those of you who are just listening on the radio, that's great too. Or you're listening by phone, that's great too. Our call-in number, 844-769-2944. But I want to get through what we kind of talked about here because everybody needs to hear this. I don't want to just talk to one person. The bigger problem here is that the banks, through securitization on Wall Street, all right? Securitization, it started with what happened when the Graham-Leach-Bliley Act was signed into law by then-President Bill Clinton in 1999. At that point in time, there was an entity created, an electronic database called Mortgage Electronic Registration Systems, Inc., or MERS, all right? MERS hates my guts. Why? Because I got their number. I wrote a book about them called Clouded Titles. And Clouded Titles eventually evolved from 254 pages to 432 pages in what's now known as the Mayday Edition. Which, by the way, after I was on Alex Jones last Friday, the Mayday Edition sold out. There are no more copies to be had right at the moment. I'm ordering more. For those of you who want a copy of Clouded Titles Mayday Edition, I'm sorry you got to wait about a week or two for me to get the new copies in because I'm putting an expedited rush on them this morning. If you want a copy of that, if you email me at cloudedtitles@gmail.com or just email me through the contact page on the website cloudedtitles.com and reserve yours, we'll be happy to see that you get it, right? I know the Power Mall has one copy left. So for those of you who are waiting for 8 o'clock to go and order the last copy, they're going to be sold out too. That's how fast these things are going. People want information. They want research. I actually have classes that I have done to teach people how to be chain of title assessment preparers, and we have several of them listening this morning on the broadcast. MERS basically is an electronic database. They're a thing, all right? This electronic database and its parent company, MERS Corp Holdings, Inc., is owned by the same company that owns the New York Stock Exchange. Oh, it's bedfellows. And they're running the entire shift show, the entire industry in the secondary mortgage market. What happens is they set up a REMIC trust, and people go, what's a REMIC? Is it REMIC or REMIC? It doesn't matter what you call it. REMIC is an acronym for Real Estate Mortgage Investment Conduit, all right? These are tax-free common law trusts, all right? They're set up in New York or Delaware, and they're tax-free under Internal Revenue Code Section 860, D through G, for 1 year. They can only stay open 1 year. In the class in Los Angeles, we handed out dossiers, and inside these were sheets showing one particular REMIC trust. They filed a declaration of existence, the Secretary of State of Delaware, and a termination letter, termination notice in the Secretary of State of Delaware, 1 year apart. They did what they were supposed to do, and we found a copy of it and got them certified for trial. Now, for those of you who are dealing with the REMIC trust, understand that the servicer is collecting for the REMIC trust, all right? The mortgage loan servicer are the cheats and liars that are coming into court trying to steal your house when you're late on your mortgage payment. But understand something about REMIC Trust. And Richard in New York, stay right there. I'm going to get to your call in a minute. The deal with the REMIC Trust, okay, is the REMIC Trust is only the trustee. They manage the pass-through certificates. They're tax exempt, which means that when you make your mortgage payment, it goes from the servicer through the REMIC trust tax-free to the investor who then has to pay taxes on their gains. Okay, that's simple. Now, the REMIC Trust, unfortunately, also are engaged in multiple insurance policies which pay them off multiple times, which is where I get the figures that a $500,000 mortgage loan could net a securitized trust and all its players $7 million. That's what they make off this game. This is why the banks were so eager and itching to get into the game, which is why when the Glass-Steagall Act was repealed in 1999 vis-a-vis President Clinton's signature on the Gramm-Leach-Bliley Act, it allowed the banks to get in and wreak havoc all over the securities market. And they were literally, through Fabrice Tuer and others, writing crap they call 424B5 prospectuses, which Fabrice Tuer referred to as pure intellectual masturbation. That's what he called them. It was in an email that the SEC got a hold of. He emailed his girlfriend and told him, "That's what this is. I got these attorneys out there charging all their clients $350 an hour to run around in circles trying to read one of these 300-plus page suckers." But you see, once you know what you're looking for, there's this little section called advances. The advances section is incorporated inside that 300-page document. You just got to know where to look for it. And there's a table of contents. You can literally go to sec.gov or secinfo.com and get one of these things, download them, and open it up. And there's a link there. You can click on the link, and it goes right to that section of the 300 pages plus. And you read what it says. And it says that the servicer on the distribution date, when the payment is due, because everybody's got to make a payment, right? The homeowner's payment is due on the first of the month in arrears. But in the meantime, the servicer who's handling the payments for the REMIC trust, they're like the cashier, okay? The servicer is collecting the payment for the REMIC, all right? You're paying the servicer, mortgage loan servicer, understand that? The servicer then takes your payment, and it's done on the 25th day or so, thereabouts, before your payment is actually due in arrears, and they have to make what's called an advance payment to the REMIC, who pays the investor principal and interest. But there's another little hinge pin here. Most of these 424B5 prospectuses say that the payment is made by the servicer automatically whether you make your payment or not. Did you hear what I just said? I said it on Alex Jones. I'll say it again. If you don't make your payment that month, the servicer, by contract, is still obligated to make the payment to the investor. So when the REMIC comes to court, and their attorneys, the scum-sucking attorneys, come to court, and they say, "He's in default, Your Honor. He's a deadbeat. He wants a free house." Oh, no. That's not how it works, Your Honor. Here's the way it works. The servicer has to pay the investors every month. So how are the investors harmed? If the investors are not harmed, what are they doing here? And by the way, Your Honor, there's something else you should know. According to the Internal Revenue Code, and I get somebody from the IRS to come in here and testify to that fact, according to the Internal Revenue Code, that trust closed in a year. We have a fictitious plaintiff out here. Now, would you please, Your Honor, ask the other side's attorney who he really is representing? I'll tell you who the hell he's representing. He's representing the mortgage loan servicer who's trying to come in to reimburse itself for all the money. Oh, wait a minute. They had to pay all of this to keep you out of default, but yet they come into court and lie and say you are in default? What the hell is going on with this court system? And the judges go, "Well, I'm sorry, we can't hurt the banks." That's the garbage crap I'm talking about on Wall Street that's going down while all these people out there made all this money, went out and got booze, blow, and hookers, and had a big party on your dime. And then they went out and started to steal people's houses left and right. And that's why I wrote the book Clouded Titles, because it talks all about the mortgage mess out there. All right? Richard in New York, what say you?
Good morning, Dave. I was wondering if I could get off topic just a little bit.
Well, is it a topic we've been talking about?
Well, it's been in the news. Early Saturday morning. Now, we've been getting snow up here on the Canadian border since Thursday.
Okay.
And early
Sorry
Saturday
about that.
Morning, yeah, it's okay. I like snow. early Saturday morning, there was a bus loaded with migrants, immigrants, you know, probably from the southern border, you know. Anyways, there was a bus-truck collision on County Road 37 up here on the Canadian border. And I guess about half of the migrants, migrant workers, they said, were, you know, they were killed in this wreck. And I don't know about the truck driver. But it just seems really strange to me when last week there was a shooting, I guess it was out in California, and there was a gun involved. And so the whole world knows about it. But when, you know, when six migrants who are probably, I don't know if they were here illegally, but they might have been, supposedly migrant workers, and there's 3 feet of snow up here. Well, I don't know what they're going to be doing, shoveling snow. I don't know. But they were on a bus. Maybe they were going over the Canada border. I don't know. But they ended up in a truck wreck in the snow in the bad weather with a truck and a bus. And half of them, there was, I guess, 15 to 20 migrant workers on that bus, and half of them ended up being dead. How come nobody hears about that? But when there's a gun involved, you hear about it.
Easily explained? Very easily explained.
I don't know.
No, they want gun control in America. They want to take everybody's gun away. That's why you hear about it. Because our United States government, you know, we have only a few Congress people out there that understand what the Second Amendment means. But see, in order to take the guns away from us, they have to have excuses. And so they make them up based on the scenarios of people who should not have a weapon in their possession going out and shooting up people who are celebrating the Lunar New Year in California, which is exactly, you're right about that. That's where it occurred. Was out in Monterey Park, and two different dance studios were celebrating Lunar New Year, and an Asian fellow went in there and shot up the place, killing 10, wounding 10 others, went to another place, got disarmed, got arrested. You know, well, they tried to arrest him anyway. He blew his brains out in a car, in a van, when they finally cornered him. But see, here's the thing. They want to make a big thing out of guns. They want to say that guns kill people. Guns are a means of protection. They've had them around since the colonists first occupied America. And unfortunately, I'm sure that they were used way back when to shoot people. And people, in order for a gun to discharge, somebody has to be behind the trigger pulling it, right? That's one of the reasons why you hear this, is because there's people out there that that understand that principle. Hey, if I have a gun in my hand, you know, it makes you wonder why David DePape, instead of having a hammer in his hand, beating Pauly P over the head with it, why he didn't have a gun in his hand, why he just didn't shoot Pauly P. You know, you got to wonder about these things. And then he gets on and apologizes, saying, my plan wasn't good enough. I wanted to take out more. No judge is going to buy into this. The judge has probably already seen that video and is going, I am so going to sentence this sucker to life in prison. You know, the thing is that criminals understand that concept, Richard. And I, you know, this is one of the reasons why the left wants to take away our guns. They think that if we just rid society of guns, but see, the right element understands, the right thinking people understand, that if you take away everybody's guns, only the criminals are going to have them. These people on the left are fooling themselves, but it's all part of the bigger picture to control as many people as we can, take away all their guns so they can't fight back. That way, when we send the UN troops out into this country with a federal police force to try to fight those who are still holding guns, that, you know, the UN troops or whoever it is that's coming out there to try to take us out, you know, whether the Chinese troops or whatever the case may be. I mean, we've got so many different aspects here that we're still trying to make sense of, that they're on an agenda. This is what they want to do. I mean, you need to call your congressperson and tell them, look, I understand what's going on here, but this thing with gun control, I don't care what state you're in. You're in a blue state, Richard, so I get that. They want to take everybody's guns away so you'd have no defense against yourself. They understand that criminals will have guns and that, they're a victim of whatever. You know, see, guns kill people. No, they don't. People kill people. This is unfortunate. Just ask those five ex-Memphis cops that are sitting in jail cells right now. And they just basically used their feet and their hands to beat the guy to death. They didn't even need guns. No, they had color of law. And see, this is what these leftists all want to operate under is color of law. They forget the Constitution of the United States, and I'm so sorry for them because the Constitution far outweighs their mindsets. And with that, I thank you so much. And I'm really sorry for those migrant workers, and I'm even sorrier for those who had no wisdom whatsoever in going out in a bloody snowstorm knowing what the risks were. That's sad. I'm so sorry for those people. They didn't deserve that. If they're migrant, so be it. They may have been here legally. We don't know. Don't know the whole story, but I'm sorry that they lost their lives because somebody didn't have enough common sense not to go driving out in a snowstorm. Sad but true. We'll have more news on the health and COVID situation after the top of the hour break. We have messages you need to listen to. So as soon as we're done with the messages, we will come back with more news in your phone calls. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay at the Paramall here to tell you about a North American urban spice product called Chaga Max. This product is considered SOD or superoxide dismutase. This is an enzyme found in all living cells. SOD helps break down potentially harmful oxygen molecules in cells. Chaga Max is fortified with the powers of wild oregano and wild birch bark. Get your Chaga Max by calling 877-817-9829 or go to theparamall.com. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.